Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Thomas Blau, OP, Order of Preachers. We're continuing our discussion on virtue today. Let's begin with a prayer, Father, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we bless you for this time together. Help us to grow in our knowledge of how to follow Christ your Son, especially in living the life of virtue. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Father, so good to have you.
It's good being here.
And it's great to continue our conversation on the virtues. You know, we talked a little bit about the cardinal virtues, the four cardinal virtues. How do we gain these virtues, obtain these virtues?
Okay. The growth in the virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And so what we believe is this is attainable. We can do this. We can grow in this. Okay. The it's part of actually, if you're familiar with the spiritual life and the three ages of the spiritual life, attainment of virtue is part of the goals of the purgative way. That redoing our character. When you take the various strengths and weaknesses, virtues and vices we're still working on, you put them all together in a person, that's character. And as so many books and authors say, character is everything. So a parent can get a child acting and thinking in a certain way, and they don't even know it, that in years to come, that's going to be a character, okay? Responsibility, for example, with finances, a budget. Teach a kid how to do a budget with the little amount of money they have. They're going to be thankful when they're 30. So the way that we recommend is you set the goal of, I want to grow in this way of doing things, which is a virtue, and then you spend the time. So for example, to work on prudence, you start doing your pros and con lists. You start thinking of the looking into the future. If I take this path, if I do this, what might happen in the future? Foresight. You try to remember, does my experience show me anything about what I need to do here? And you go through those daughter virtues of prudence, and you're going to become a more prudent person. Perfection of the intellect. For fasting, for example, for fortitude, to deny those some emotions that will take on in different directions, fasting helps. Because fasting, you get your stomach growling and you endure it, and you're growing in willpower against a bossy emotion. So things like that, self-discipline, it's a lot of the Exodus 90 stuff. Asceticism is good because it helps us grow in some of these virtues. And so you take a goal, what you're shooting for, and then for a period of time, try to live it out. Try to live that out. There's a wonderful book that the Dominican Fathers are reading at this time, and it's called Atomic Habits. I think it's on New York Times bestseller list, Atomic Habits, by I think the author is Cleary. And it does a great job of saying, how can you grow? And remember, the virtues are good habits. And so this is starting small, working on faithfulness to grow in virtue or to get rid of bad habits called vices. So if you have an action that is bad, it leads to sin, it's possible to start small and work at faithfulness on that small thing to undo poorly made habits called vices. So get the action and keep at it. Give yourself rewards if you do it. Give yourself no ice cream if you don't do it every day, something like that. And you can actually rewrite a character.
Now, it would seem like fortitude or moderation are more easily attainable in the sense of sacrifice, fasting.
Yes.
Especially prudence and justice. So prudence, as you've said, is more about the intellect, our right reasoning, and justice is more about right willing,
correct.
Which I think is probably somewhat connected to a general self-discipline.
Yes.
It seems to me those two are more difficult.
I think they would be, especially justice, because it's always in relation to another person, okay? Or to yourself as you treating yourself in a certain way. Yeah, justice, those would be more difficult. Prudence, You know, if you're an impatient person, you don't have patience, a virtue of fortitude, mm-hmm. you're not going to work through a good long-term decision-making process. You know, your impatience is going to get the better of you. So growth and prudence and justice, sometimes you might need help with another person. Someone who's made good decisions in life, who shows prudence, they may kind of become a life coach to ask you, hey, can you check over my thinking? This is what I'm thinking of doing, and here's why.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me is Father Thomas Blau, a Dominican father. So glad to have you. We've been talking about virtue and really how to obtain them. Here's another kind of practical question in growing in these virtues. Say you're perhaps like me, where it seems to me I need to work on all of the virtues. Is it better to work on those more that deal more with our passions, you know, with our desires?
Sure.
And then work towards prudence and justice?
I think that's a great question. I think that the you can always work on, for example, temperance, the Friday fast of the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's working on temperance. You know, I want to have a steak dinner on Friday. But the whole church, your people, is doing a fast. So instead, I do veggie or fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by doing that, any little sacrifice, you could call it, in the area of your desires is working on temperance.
Mm-hmm.
Any, for fortitude, courage, anytime we go against our fear, our reservation to do something that's good, you're working on fortitude or courage. The prudence and justice, you remember, if justice towards other people, if you're not in relationship to other people, you really got to work hard to grow mm-hmm. in justice. But if you work on something small, set that goal, you know, before you do everything. For example, an example of that would be check your daily schedule before you set foot out house. What's coming up? That's an act of prudence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking to the foresight, looking into the future of the day, and what do I need to accomplish? Using to-do lists. That's a practice of prudence. Taking wherewithal. What do I need to do today to make things happen? So it is possible. There's a wonderful book called Seven Deadly Sins by Kevin Vost. And he's got one called Habits of Something. Vost writes a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how to practically grow in these virtues and how to also kill off the vices the opposite way. And so you can read and study, and he'll give you very practical tips on how to grow in these actions, which when repeated and they're good, are good habits, which are virtues.
Now, we've talked about the Dominican love of the virtues, which, of course, the virtues are all for all Christians, mm-hmm. not just Dominicans. We should emphasize that, less people. But, you know, it comes from Thomas, the love for St. Thomas Aquinas,
yes.
whose morality is based, his moral theology is based on the virtues. And, of course, he gets his love for emphasis from virtue, not just from his Christian faith, but also his love for Aristotle.
Old Aristotle,
well.
Who diagnosed human nature and said we have these four perfections: prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude.
Now, with that said, though, even though especially the human virtues, the natural virtues, can be developed by our effort and by our work,
that's right.
They still need the assistance of grace, and so. How does grace, you know,
and that's one of the insights of Aquinas. This is Aristotle was talking about what a natural human is, and if it wasn't for fallen nature, humans would be able to have prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude on a natural level, a horizontal way. But our spiritual life is vertical. It's towards God. So we absolutely need grace, that gift of God that comes through the sacraments, in order to begin living prudently towards God, justly towards God and the church, temperately for the things of God, and with fortitude. This is the martyr's virtue, to live and be willing to die for something I've never seen. Natural fortitude can't do that, but this is grace in the human person. So faith, hope, and charity, and the infused moral virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude, the infused prudence, infused justice, infused temperance, and infused fortitude are gifts of God to help us live all those great, wonderful, excellent, exemplary life with joy towards Him and life with Him.
Unless we neglect faith, hope, and love, the theological virtues, how are they attained?
The faith, hope, and love, faith, hope, and charity are theological virtues. You cannot rev them up. That's why Mary is so, that young lady of Luke 2 is amazing, because she's sowing incredible faith, hope, and charity. Where did she get that grace? Jesus hadn't even died on the cross yet. So for us, faith, hope, and charity, the theological virtues, are only gifts. You can exercise them, but we can't grow in them. They are a pure gift from God. And that's why when we receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, especially the virtues of our vocation, the grace of our vocation, we grow in grace, the life of God poured in us.
You know, as you know, we're ending, so let me get the last shot. I am just shocked right now that, and actually I'm awed, it's beautiful that you would use an argument for the Immaculate Conception to teach us the virtues. It's beautiful. It's great. So
she's good.
She is good. This is wonderful. Well, thank you. You've been listening. This is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Thomas Blau. We've been talking about the virtues, the cardinal virtues and the theological virtues. And let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, fill us with the gift of the life of virtue, that we may always grow closer to you as your disciples, that we may be made into that perfect image of Christ, your Son, and share in that divine life which you offer us through him. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, peace and all good.